mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got my good friend, successful businessman, former city council member here in Austin, Texas, author, filmmaker, George Humphreys. And I've got a whole slew of news I want to go over with him concerning the police state, ways to fight this, the awakening that's taking place. But I do want to go back to your calls for those that have been holding the longest and get through some of those, and we'll get back into some news information. George, I got a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but after we take some more calls, what are some things that you think are important that you'd like to discuss?
Well, there are so many things that I want to discuss, but clearly, going back to 911, which is the catalyst for this all, if we can convince, with objective information, the people of this country that the story of 911 is a total charade that they're being lied to, then, and we can do that, and we're doing that with your film, with my film, that you can get at Infowars.com.
But it's a race against time. The globalists know that.
And people have to wake up, and it is so simple if people will just look at these films that they can find out that this whole thing is a masquerade.
It is. I mean, we have the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks called Operation Northwoods.
Yep, and then we have the PNAC documents, and so...
And it's not just us. We have two high-level German ministers. You quote them in your book. One of them, Andres von Bülow, saying they obviously carried it out. Another one. What's that quote in your book by another German minister where he says, you know, this is the New World Order takeover? Do you have that quote?
Yeah, I sure do. I'll pick that up in about 3 seconds here. Just a minute. Where is that? Oh, here it is, right here. He says, the interest behind the Bush administration, such as the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, founded by Brzezinski for David Rockefeller, and the Bilderberger Group, have prepared for and are now moving to implement open world dictatorship within the next 5 years. And this is Dr. Johannes Koppel, former official of the German Ministry for Defense and advisor for NATO.
Now, we have Andres von Bülow, former defense minister, former technology minister, and then we have Michael Meacher, the number three guy in the government who resigned over all this, and he said, if you didn't do it, you sure knew about it, and wrote an 8-page editorial. I mean, folks, we're not the only ones saying this, okay? We're saying the world is round, and you can keep saying it's flat, but you're going to destroy this country if you do.
Yeah, we need to come back to that last part. That the Bush administration is now moving to implement open world dictatorship within the next 5 years. And this quote was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, by the German Minister of Defense and advisor to NATO. This guy is a high up muckety muck.
And the other minister saying it. So, I mean, we got, folks, someone with a normal IQ who knows common sense and looks at 9/11, their official story is impossible, and we've proven the whole thing to be a lie. But then we simply bring out the facts. All the evidence points towards them doing it. You can argue about how they did it, but their official story is impossible, George.
You know, David Rockefeller just openly says, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order.
Well, Henry Kissinger said that, you know, today people would revolt against UN occupation, but after a terror attack, George.
And, you know, as Bill Clinton said, he says, we can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. That was Bill Clinton on March 11th, 1993 in USA Today. I mean, they're just telling us right to our face. But you know what? It's like the Wizard of Oz. We have to pull back the curtain, and it's just a handful of these rascals. And if we, the citizens of this country, reclaim our sovereignty and realize that we are strong, every single one of you listening out there has power.
And yeah, we outnumber them thousands to one. We'll be back, George. We'll go right to calls. And then get more into the New World Order and 9/11 and a bunch of news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're here, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight on your local AM and FM stations, which we're very thankful for. God bless you. Want to support their sponsors, folks. Also on Global Shortwave during the day at 94.75, and at night from 9 to midnight at 3210, and, of course, at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And I carry all three of George's books, Common Sense, Uncommon Sense, and, of course, we also carry his 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, color booklet, it's just jam-packed primer. We carry all of those books on three-hour tapes and CDs. Great way to educate friends and family. Everybody can listen to those in a week of driving to and from work. We also carry his video on VHS and DVD, 9/11, The Great Illusion, VHS and DVD. And we got big discounts when you get two of them, and you also get three free of the colored booklets when you get two of the videos, one free color booklet when you get one, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or 1-888-253-3139. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam to your calls to everybody that's holding, to Don and to Montana and to everybody else that is holding. So just please stay there. But for the next just few minutes, I wanted to bring Debbie Morrow up briefly. I appreciate her time in joining us, because the globalists are attacking us through our environment, through vaccines, the air. But 70% of you is the water, and that's where they're really hitting you. And if you get a proper shower filter, that will greatly reduce or cut out most of the pathogens, the chemicals that you breathe and absorb through your skin, They've got little sports bottles, the lowest prices I've seen, with a thick, good element that really reduces things. What, five for $100? I mean, two of these, three of these will cost you $100 at a camping supply store. But they buy them in bulk and pass that on to you. They've got the stuff that cuts everything out, the Berkey Light with the black element. It's called the Berkey Light because it has built-in LEDs into it that burn for 14 years continuously. That's $199 without the lights, $259 with the lights. Get two free gifts. They got a video about sheltering in place made by U.S. government specials, how to protect your house cheaply and safely without duct tape. Ha-ha. They've got just so much, folks. Debbie, folks need to give you a call and not procrastinate during these uncertain times. But forget the terrorism. Don't drink the water because of all the stuff that's in it. I mean, Debbie, what do we know is in most water supplies?
Well, we know that they put Prozac. I mean, they leave Prozac in the water in many, many water supplies. And we also know that they specifically put chlorine in the water. They put fluoride in the water. And the government actually pays the water companies to take the fluoride, because fluoride is a byproduct, a disposable byproduct. So they didn't know what to do with it. They couldn't, you know, they couldn't just get rid of it.
How's that for your hardcore communist conspiracy? I'm not going to let them pollute my precious bodily fluids. All right, I'm being sarcastic. You know, they have their Dr. Strangelove Kubrick films making fun of us. We have not hundreds, but thousands of prestigious medical institution reports. Go ahead, Debbie.
Well, anyway, so we can get the fluoride out of your water at greater than 98%. We can get the chlorine out to below detectable levels. The MTBE, which has been a cover-up for like a million years.
49 states.
Yeah, that's in 49 states in the water supplies. And so using the Berkey as a daily water filter system, not just saving it for, you know, God forbid we do have an emergency.
It also makes your food taste better.
Absolutely. Absolutely makes your food taste better. It makes your body feel better. I have had many customers call me who are really into health food, and they know what they're talking about, whereas I'm not that diligent on that kind of stuff. But I've had people call me and say, you know, the pH level gets leveled out in the water.
People are going to medical doctors, and they're saying, you know, you've got this environmental toxicity, you're allergic to these chemicals and stuff, get a high-quality filter.
Right. Absolutely. My neighbor across the street had to get one because her doctor told her, you know, you need to drink mineralized filtered water. And the gravity filters are the best way to keep your minerals in. That's there's a lot of controversy between different opinions on whether or not you want to have your minerals. And we stand behind the fact that we believe that you do need to have mineralized water. Even rainwater picks up minerals when it comes down before you drink it. You know, there's no plain H2O on Earth that God provided for us to drink.
You know what? I got an idea, Debbie. Let's bring George Humphrey in here. He had no idea I was going to do this. George, you studied this. Do you think it's important to drink high-quality filtered water, or is it good to drink what they're putting?
Of course it is. That's one of the reasons that I collect water off of my roof, and then I filter it with and the Berkey filter is one of the greatest filters made in the world. But, dear ones, if you're not drinking clean, filtered water, and it is a great thing to get the rain off of your roof, filter it with the Berkey, and you will have a wonderful, wonderful liquid to drink. And the difference in the taste, in the health, it's just remarkable.
Are you some type of radical? You're saying we shouldn't trust the government when they admit there's Prozac and Ritalin and all these heavy metals in the water?
As she said, is that in the 1880s, they started with the aluminum producers didn't know what to do with their byproducts. And so they first started selling it as a derivative for rat poison. And then they convinced the people that they should put it in the water. There is no proof that it helps tooth decay.
Well, it's like depleted uranium. They have, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of tons of this byproduct of nuclear weapons production and rod production. And so they say, oh, it's good for you. We're going to put it in munitions.
Right.
I mean, it's the same story, folks. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438. 1-888-843-4438. If you call and it's busy, leave your name and number. She'll call you right back. 1-888-803-4438. And or go to berkeywater.com, order online on the secure shopping cart, and put in the comment section, it's the Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's nice talking to both of you.
Okay, Debbie. Berkeys do work.
All right, 888-803-4438. Okay, thanks for staying with us for that, but it's important. I feel good promoting real things.
It is important. Unless we're healthy, unless we're strong, we can't do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, I don't believe in magic.
The number one thing we've got to do to take care of our health is exercise, get sunshine, and drink clean water.
Yeah, I don't believe in magic machines. I don't believe in super creams. I don't believe in, you know, end your debt instantly. No, I believe in videos, tapes, films, good food, organic food, filtered water. This is the way to go, folks. George, thanks for holding, and thanks for the listeners. We're going to go to you quickly. Bam, bam, bam now, so get ready. Don, we were going to you in Georgia, or Oregon, excuse me, you hung up. So Montana in Arizona. Montana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Good to get with you.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Yes, sir. This is in regards to the Justice of Peace here and there in Benson, Arizona. I had to put a junction against one guy down. He's kind of a ding-a-ling.
Okay.
And I don't beat around the bush using him.
Well, what's he doing to you?
Well, he's just a ding-a-ling.
Okay, well.
Okay, well. When he go by there, he was still mouthing off, and then he come onto my lot where I pay the rent there, where I'm living. I have a coach home, a 1953 GMC coach. It was all converted over in Columbus, Ohio back in 68. Okay, but anyhow, he came onto my premises, and he broke the injunction, right? Okay, so I comes to this judge. This Mexican would go by looking and mouthing off, and I'd point up in the air or point at the ground. And I said to this judge, he's been in there too many years. He's sprung out in the stairs somewhere.
But sir, I'm not having trouble following you, but this kind of, everybody's having bureaucratic run-ins. Everybody's having problems.
Okay. I said to the judge, I said, now there's no place in the Constitution that says that I cannot point to the sky or point at the ground. Or in the Ten Commandments. And he said, well, the Constitution and the Ten Commandments don't mean nothing.
So, what are they claiming, pointing at the sky?
I ain't supposed to do that.
Okay.
He's a Mexeroid. I call him Mexeroid. They like a hemorrhoid or a pain.
All right, sir. Thank you for the call. I really just, maybe a prank call, I'm not sure. But let's go to another caller. Who's up next in order here, Stephanie? Drake in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great show.
Welcome.
My name is Drake Minder. I'm running for state representative in Pennsylvania for the 131st District.
Okay.
And I enjoy the information that you bring to the table.
Okay, thank you.
And I'd like to tell people about my website and tell other independents.
All right.
As an independent. Maybe we can network across the country and maybe build more of a voice that will be...
Sure, Drake. You can do that, but do you have any comments about what we're talking about in the show here?
Just that was great and very informative.
Well, thank you. What do you think about the New World Order?
Well, it's like he's been doing this for a very long time, and it's going to be very hard to take this, you know, take our country back. And it could be one step at a time like they're doing to us.
That's right. They didn't build the New World Order overnight. We're not going to defeat it overnight. And it's just part of a process of saying no. And when they tell us resistance is futile, that's just propaganda. George, comments?
Well, it's a good sign that somebody who's running for state representative is listening to your show. And I support you, and I hope that you will speak out loudly and clearly to the people in your community about the dangers of the New World Order.
Yeah, Drake, what's your website?
It's independentgov.com. independentgov.com.
Well, that's a good website name.
Thank you very much.
And I guess you've got your whole plank and stuff there.
Well, I'm still in the process of developing it. Some of the things that you talked about is on my website. Some of the audios that I actually dubbed over is on my website. From other radio shows that I look for information. And I'm going against a Republican who's been in office for 10 years, five terms. It could be very tough to beat. I think I can do it. And we'll go from there.
All right, thank you. We'll be back with more calls with George Humphrey. Yeah.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here, back live. And let's try to go to some more of these calls here. I guess up next is Lewis in Texas. Lewis, you're on the air with Alex Jones and George Humphreys. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you all hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Okay, yeah, Mr. Humphreys and Mr. Jones, I bought both your all's videos, and they're great. And, you know, I was just introduced to the truth in February, and it scares the hell out of me. And, you know, they're making a move to get to all the media, and we've really got to fight this because they know if they get a hold of the media and they get people like you off there, you know, they've really got a stronghold.
Well, we've always said that Access TV and talk radio itself, which is being consolidated, is a canary in the coal mine. And they just shut Houston down 3 weeks ago. They're shutting it down everywhere. George, that really is a key indicator, is it not?
Well, there's no question about that. The ways that we communicate in this culture right now are through access television, through talk radio, and through the Internet. And all three of those communication systems are getting choked on a daily basis. And it is up to us as citizens to make the choice between fear or love, whether we submit or whether we stand up for our rights.
Well, George, they're panicking, too. Major university studies show, depending on the study, 38 to 45% of people have completely left television and cable and have gone to the Internet, alternative books, and films. So I think people have lost their respect for the globalists. They know they're liars. They just don't know the full extent.
Yeah, and the biggest single thing about this is there's all this electronic stuff, but the most important thing is that each and every one of us need to talk to our friends, our family, our acquaintances. And, you know, wherever I go, if I'm in the grocery store, I'll bring up a conversation about the New World Order wherever I go. And the most effective way of communicating is person to person.
It is. Lewis, anything else?
Oh, yeah. I was going to tell y'all, you know, I was thinking, you know, like Michael Moore. I mean, the only thing different between him and you guys, you tell it better. Get out there. How about people that might be able to represent you all in Europe and get your movies in theaters in Europe? Because these people are mad over there. I mean,
that's within a controlled paradigm of left-right. They just think it's the evil America when Europe really runs America. It's like Moore. He only tells a small portion, and then, oh, Kerry's going to save us. But thanks for the call. Let's talk to Richard in Alabama, then Tim, Steve, and others. Go ahead, Richard.
George, I did not hear the previous hour, so this may be redundant.
Okay.
But why do you have a picture of an L-1011 on the cover of your DVD?
Of the plane?
Yeah.
Oh, that was just put in there by disc makers when we were doing the cover.
Yeah, they had somebody else make the cover, and then it's not substantive.
But he didn't make that choice. Well,
it's just symbolic of the plane going on in there.
Well, there was one time, I think it was the day on September 12th, there was a video shown one time on TV. It was a scene from the sidewalk below the building pointing straight up, and an L-1011 went into the building, and I saw it. And it only happened just once, and I'm sure it was a fake, but I just wondered if you saw that fake video.
I have not. I've heard about this before, as both Alex and I get dozens, if not hundreds, of communications a day, and people have talked to me about this before. But
how about hundreds an hour, George?
Yeah. And so anyway, I've heard this before, but I don't know about it.
Well, it might mean that all the videos of the plane hitting the building could be fake and contrived.
No, eyewitnesses saw jet aircraft, sir.
Well,
I have friends who were there and saw it.
I have a cousin who was in building number 7, and he was at the top of building number 7, and he saw both jets hit the World Trade Centers.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, I'm going to stick, Richard, I'm going to stick with, they called Condoleezza Rice, called Mayor Willie Brown and said don't fly to New York tomorrow. The Joint Chiefs of Staff told Newsweek they were told not to fly. We had troops massed. NORAD stood down. There was a CIA drill that morning of that very thing happening. You know, there's 600 points, 600, on PrisonPlanet.com, the 9/11 section, that are all totally provable. Frankly, a lot of people focus on the stuff that can't be totally proven, and I think that's fine. But more esoteric things. But I just stick, and that's what George does in his film. He sticks to what you can prove.
Well, I agree with your conclusion, but it's my theory that they could produce false videos, put them on CNN.
Well, of course they can.
And let us copy them and make comments about them in order to trap us into
anything's possible, sir. I told you, I've talked to some friends and people who were there and saw it.
Well, I believe it happened. But I also believe...
No, I understand what you're saying, sir. I appreciate the call. We'll come back and talk to Tim and Steve and others and get to some other news items with George Humphrey, my good friend from Austin, Texas.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Folks, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. There's no hype, just information, taking action. We're about to go back to Tim and Steve and many others. If you want to talk to George Humphrey in this final segment with our guest, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. George, as we face this New World Order sister system, New World Order sister, yes, New World Order system coming down upon us, just think about our families, our culture, our society. This is a scientifically crafted dictatorship run by people who are threatened by freedom, threatened by creativity, threatened by ideas. They love control. Their power comes from having a monopoly of force. Their own documents say they want to dumb us down. And things are just going to get worse and worse the more freedoms we give up. It's just common sense facts. And it's so horrible that a lot of people go into automatic shutdown or cognitive dissonance. They just can't believe it. They can't deal with it. What do you want to say to those adults, those police, those government workers, those CIA people, who know a lot of what we're saying is true but make little excuses for it?
Well, we all have friends and family that we have talked to about this, who we have seen them get the glaze in their eyes. They have changed the subject. They've made, you know, talked about the black helicopters. They have shut down. A couple weeks ago, I was at a family reunion, and several of my very, very loving family members who are very well educated when I said, look, I can give you absolute film proof that there were bombs in the World Trade Center. Can I show it to you?
And we even have the owners saying they did blow it up.
Correct.
I mean, this is not, folks, this is seismographs, firefighters, police, eyewitnesses, admissions.
And
this is not debatable.
And you can see all of this in Alex's film and my film, 911, The Great Illusion, DVD or VHS that you can get through Alex, or you can get through fearorlove.com. But the point is that remember what Jesus said. He said, let the dead bury the dead, and let those who have eyes see. If somebody is not going to listen or they're not going to process, we don't have the time. We have to spread our seeds where there is fertile soil. There are people all over this country and all over this world that are waking up on a daily basis who are willing to listen.
Pearls before swine.
Yes, and dear ones, there's a lot of, we all have very close friends and family members that we want so desperately to be aware of this stuff. But, you know, if their time is not now, then we can't force it. We need to use our energies to go to those who are willing and open to listen.
Yeah, people get stuck with some idiot that wants to argue with them and doesn't have any facts and just laughs about it. I mean, anybody that's laughing about the situation has got a major mental illness.
Yeah, and when you deal with somebody who is so caught up in their old paradigm or their old point of view, it just steals our own energy. I mean, it just sucks the energy out of me. So I just say, okay, you know, whenever you want to see this information with your own eyes, come and talk to me.
Did your family laugh at you?
Well, they did, but you know that, you know, luckily there are other family members that who are aware of this, and they all just, you know, they kind of came in. But every single one of us have family members that are not accepting, that are closed off, that are mind controlled to the real and present danger that is facing our friends, our family, our culture, our world.
Well, that's really it, George. I mean, we know the vaccines have actually had the mercury increased. Dr. Dyer with Congress has proven it. And the news says it's been taken out. You got to have shots to go to school. That's a lie.
Yeah, absolutely. The children in Austin Independent School District cannot walk in the doors unless they've had their shots. Now, when I was...
Well, they say that on the news, George, but that's not true.
Well, I know it's not true, but the teachers and the administration and the head of AISD believe it's true, and they will cause all sorts of trouble. And so for most of the people, they are just going along to get along.
And let's say what it is. Roll up your sleeve and prepare for your IQ reduction.
And dear one...
Why are they so obsessed, George, with... I don't mean this in a new age way, clouding our consciousness. We are conscious, our cerebral cortex. And
well,
the fluoride, the mercury, all of this admittedly affects those glands,
yeah,
blocks those transmitters.
It's the endocrine system. And, for example, the fluoride is a thyroid inhibitor. And all of these things that we're talking about are endocrine inhibitors. And the endocrine system is the juice that gets us to integrate our conscious awareness within our soul. And when our thyroid or our other endocrine systems are shut down,
it blocks the area that scientists, medical scientists say communicates with the spiritual. They are putting something, a circuit breaker, in between there. And listen, folks, this is important. This is very, very important. You've got to understand that they've got vaccines they're about to make the law in England. They're discussing it here that, quote, cure a child ever being able to be addicted to nicotine, heroin, cocaine, but they admit it has a virus that attacks the nerve endings of the brain and burns them out. They're openly going to give children a biological warfare lobotomy, and it's in mainstream news, George.
You know,
I mean, that's a science fiction nightmare movie, and it's just out in the open. I'm ready to pull my hair out. This is insane.
A dear friend of mine had a child just a couple weeks ago, and within 24 hours, that child was given two or three vaccinations. Their liver, their organs are not even close to being developed, and they're being given these massive vaccines. What is there not to figure out? And the only reason this is happening is because we, the people, have allowed it to happen. The elected officials are the reflection of the consciousness of the people of this country. And because the consciousness has been so altered through this mind-altering television, through these fat foods, through these vaccines, through the chemtrails, through the fluoride in our water, you know, and again, as I say over and over again, we have the choice between fear and closing our minds off, or we can step into this thing. And at first, it's kind of scary. But as you and I both know, there's plenty of wonderful, beautiful, alive people.
Well, I'll tell you, George, I'm honored to be with you and together with freedom lovers and people that love God. And once you're on this path, you realize, folks, that you never really even had a choice. You're in this thing. You're in the crosshairs, whether you acknowledge this or not. This system feeds on those that serve it even more readily than those that fight it. And they respect us. They see you as cattle. They're social Darwinists. And they think it's their right. They respect us. They hate you. They laugh at you, folks. We've got to fight them. And folks, once you're on this path, you're going to be truly alive. But believe me, folks, you know, you've got that bad feeling deep inside of you because you know that something's wrong with the world. Tim in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Alex, if I can just switch gears very quickly here. I subscribe to PrisonPlanet.tv, and I listen to the Michael Medville clip that you have there.
Yes.
And, well, I sent him an email saying, hey, why don't you have Alex Jones on if you think you could handle him? And somebody who works for him sent me an email saying they've invited you on his show, but you have not replied.
That is not true.
I didn't think so.
Now, they may have sent an email to some email account that's so spammed out that I didn't get it. But give them this email.
Okay, that's exactly what I wanted. Give me an email address, please.
Tips@Infowars.com. Infowars.com.
Yep.
And I do miss a lot of interviews. They may be telling the truth.
Yep.
Tips@Infowars.com. Or you can have them call me. Let me give you my office number.
Okay.
512-291-5787.
Okay, because
I'll tell you what, this is a better number that we always, or has a better chance of being answered. 512-291-5750.
I'll send them both with the 5750 at the top.
Yeah, do that.
And, it's from an email from a guy named Jeremy. I don't know just what his position is. They want me to call into their show, but to be perfectly honest with you, I'm a talk show host myself, presently unemployed. And I don't talk to neocons. I have no interest in talking to this clown.
Well, I'll go on and clean the floor with that guy.
By the way,
George, if you didn't hear this, we got on the main page of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Person called in and said, have you seen Road to Tyranny? Jones lays out how the government carried the attacks out. And he said, I think people that make films like that should be investigated. You know, that may be illegal.
I heard about that. Thought crime.
Wait a minute, Medved. I'm on some of the same stations as you. Does that mean they should be investigated? I mean, we got German defense ministers and British environment ministers and prominent people saying this in the best-selling books now in the U.S. and England and Germany and France say this.
You know, the amazing thing is that the predominant media will not allow us to speak our truth. And anybody who has any inkling of objectivity, whether we're right or wrong, in a truly free country, they'd have the Alex Joneses, the David Icke's, the George Humphreys on these big shows. And if we are wrong, then they could prove it, but they won't have us on the big shows.
I would love to go up against Hannity or any of those
people. I would love to get in with Hannity. I mean, he is such a rascal.
Well, I was watching him last night, and literally everything he said was a lie. But it was like, well, the president was in there for over 6 minutes. Yeah, it was like nine. But see, over six isn't a lie.
You mean over in the classroom?
Yeah.
He was in there a lot longer than 7 minutes. Yeah, I mean, the information that first came out, he was in there for 17 minutes.
Yeah, but clearly 9 minutes after they told him. But I mean, the point is to minimize. Why? I mean, that's a practice liar. Over 6 minutes. I mean, why not just say nine?
Oh, Hannity would be so easy. Hannity and I would.
And he has this nice boy whole attitude. Those guys all know exactly what they're doing.
Of course they are. They're paid shills.
Okay, well, Tim, send them that info, and if they want me on anytime, anywhere, any place.
Thank you. Very, very good, sir.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. Let's talk to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good.
I called you a couple weeks ago about a court case that I was going up against with child custody.
Yes.
And it came to court, and now I had to spend another $500 on getting an attorney for my daughter, you know, court-appointed, biased opinion. And they're going
to
listen.
Well, you didn't have to get a court-appointed attorney. You didn't have to pay for a court-appointed attorney.
No, that's not for me. It's not for me. It's not for the other party.
Okay, explain to me. You're just. I'm not mad at you, but I don't know what you're. What's the story? I don't know.
It's custody.
Okay.
I've had custody of my daughter for 13 years, and now she wants her because she'd be a good babysitter. And she's using your tapes against me.
Now, again, you called a few weeks ago, and you said that this is her point to the judge, that you've shown your daughter my films. I told you, sir, you can go to the Trio Networks website, one of the biggest mainstream cable networks for arts and entertainment, and go, here's his film airing on the Trio Network. Here's the New York Post writing it up saying it's a good film. So I'm showing films the New York Post writes up to my daughter. And did you do that?
Well, the judge didn't even talk to either one of us.
Okay, well, so did your wife use this? I don't understand, sir.
Yes. Well, their side is using that, that I'm scaring her politically, that when she turns 14, that the government's going to come and get her.
But you haven't told her that, have you?
No.
Well, then they're liars, and it just doesn't, it doesn't even feed into the case, sir.
I mean,
it's like it's this new thought crime thing. You don't think the world's flat, you're bad.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Okay,
and
how can we I don't really...
Well,
I'm sorry to hear about this, sir.
Well, I'm just letting you know how the courts can turn this on people.
Well, sir, you don't really know your rights, and all of us really don't. We should learn them, and procedures. I mean, it's not even an issue. Okay, and I mean, you say they bring it up, but then you don't bring up the counterpoint, so these are, it wouldn't matter if the films were obscure, but they've been acclaimed. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And then another point, what do you know about the signs as far as what they put on temples and as far as sun worship, as far as, like the eyes of Lucifer on the back of the dollar bill?
Oh, yeah, D.C., Paris, London, they're all laid out with giant occult symbols everywhere. George, you want to comment on that?
Well, the occult symbols are everywhere, starting with our Statue of Liberty, which is in every place that is called Columbia, Columbia University, District of Columbia, the Columbia River, Columbia Pictures, is a goddess, and that is a marking or a symbol of the Illuminati. I mean, it's right in front of us, the eternal flame.
Well, look at all the names of the NASA programs. Look at the name of the Total Information Awareness Network. Look at the symbols, all of them.
Doesn't the Pope wear one of those signs?
I don't think he wears an all-seeing
eye. Well, the scepter that he carries and the hat that he wears at special occasions are supposedly symbols of the Illuminati.
Oh, you're talking about the white hat being the fish?
Yeah, the white hat, and that's Belmont and the scepter he's got. It's all of this is spelled out in one of David Icke's books, which is pretty good.
But
anyway, the symbols are in all the corporations, and they're all over. We have a new bank tower here in Austin, Texas, where the owl is. I mean, if you understand the symbols, you'll see them everywhere.
And there's a big pyramid down at the foot of that building. So, all right. Well, thank you for the call, Steve, and I'm sorry to hear that, but you need to get yourself a better defense. I really can't say anything. It's America. You're allowed to show people videos, and, it's ridiculous.
Alex, I'm going to have to sign off right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to let you go, George.
And
you got to go.
The one thing I would like to say is that the answer is not out there. The answer is within us, and most of the people of this country still have victim mentality. We have to understand that each of us are sovereign and strong, claim our power, gather the information, go to Infowars.com, fearorlove.com, get the information and make the choice whether we're going to stand up for America, the Republic, the Bill of Rights, or whether we're going to cower.
I hear you. George, thank you for coming on the broadcast.
See you, my friend.
Take care.
Bye.
Folks, look, I'll come back and hit a few final news stories. And I understand what everybody's going through and the tyranny's increasing. But government can claim it's God. It isn't God. And God gives us the strength and empowers us to take action against tyranny. And it's horrible what we're facing, but it isn't going to go away. Wishing it away isn't going to work. We're going to have to take action. And we are taking action. And we've got a dog in this fight. This dog will hunt. We will win.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to get my film 9/11 The Road to Tyranny or get The Masters of Terror. Both of the films are amazing and really prove who carried out 9/11. George Humphreys' video 9/11 The Great Illusion is excellent. It's 1995 on VHS or DVD, and you also get a color copy, color booklet, 80-plus page booklet, The Great Illusion. With that, you get three booklets and two videos for $34.95, and that goes to support this broadcast. Eric Huffman's video on VHS or DVD, 9/11 Painful Deceptions, is $22. His book is $22. We also carry that. by the same name. Please get these materials, show them to people, get the word out, educate everybody. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. And your support is also vital to this broadcast. So again, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv with all my films, other films, my weekly TV reports, the best interviews we do from the radio show, both of our books online, 15 cents a day. You can go read it all, watch it all. It's all there, folks, PrisonPlanet.tv. Please take action. This is out of the Phoenix News, and it's dog day afternoon. Sheriff Joe's goons launch an assault to make a misdemeanor arrest. The raid left a burned house, a terrified neighborhood, and a dead dog. And it says Justin DeFilno looked out his window of his Akawaki home and couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was shortly after noon, July 23rd, and several men dressed in black jeans and gray shirts were getting out of an unmarked white Suburban, casually putting on black jackets and helmets. Soon the men were lingering in front of his neighbor's house in the upscale gated subdivision of $250,000 homes. DeFilno never would have guessed that he was witnessing the final preparations for the Maricopa County Sheriff's SWAT team moments before it unleashed a barrage of tear gas grenades into the neighbor's home. Moments later, the situation deteriorated even further when the home erupted into flames. Now the entire neighborhood of closely packed homes was threatened by the possibility of fire. There wasn't a fire truck in sight. Just after the tear gas canisters were shot, a fire erupted and destroyed a $250,000 home plus all the contents inside. The armored personnel carrier careened down the street and smashed into a parked car after its brakes failed, the neighbor said. She watched as the house burst into flames and moments later was shocked to see the tank roll down the road towards her car. And it goes on for like three pages. All of a sudden, I saw my car jump back 3 feet and the tank land on top of it. And in the ultimate display of cruelty, the SWAT team member drove a dog trying to flee the home back into the inferno. They shot the dog in the face with a fire extinguisher when he tried to come out of the fire when it met an agonizing death. I mean, just, folks, I see these every day, okay? I don't even read these. Despite them reportedly laughed as the dog's owners came as it perished in the blaze. I was crying hysterically, Andrea Baker, one of the dog's owners, tells me. It was so upset. The deputies were laughing at me. Making fun of the 10-month-old dead puppies wasn't enough. And it says, oh, man, it just goes on and on, folks. Houses burning, machine gunning. Just insanity. But I guess they're the good guys. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. I hate tyranny. I can't stand bullies. And things are getting worse and worse, but for every action, there's an equal or greater reaction, and the resistance is mounting geometrically. We shall prevail. Now get out there. Stand up and say, I'm not your slave, and you're going down, New World Order. And minions, join us.
Our team.